Blog Talk Radio.
It's Missions Month at ACAC. Stay tuned here on Ministry Beat to hear about one of the short-term mission trips that took place this past summer from Pastor Blaine Workman.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in internet radio land. This is John Stanko, your host, and we are talking this week, as it turns out, about missions because it is Missions Month. It'll be my last show for the month because I'm heading off to do some missions. But in the meantime, we want to bring Pastor Blaine Workman on the show. He and a team, as we have heard from some of the team already, visited Gabon, Central Africa this past summer, and we want to get a report from him. Pastor Blaine, welcome to Ministry Beat.
Hey, good to be with you, John.
Yeah, it's good to have you. And so you, as I said, were in the nation of Gabon, where you have been before. Talk to us about what your burden is there, why you've been there multiple times, and who you went to visit this year.
Yeah, well, this was actually my third visit to Gabon. And we have a mission hospital there, Bongolo Hospital, that is located in the southern portion of the country. It's actually in the middle of the Gabonese rainforest. Mm-hmm. Just an incredible place for a variety of reasons. I mean, here we are. It's a hospital kind of in a remote area, as I mentioned, in the middle of the rainforest, and yet it is literally known throughout the entire country because of the medical care that's offered there, and particularly medical care to poor people in that country. And so throughout the entire nation of Gabon, Bongolo Hospital is well known as the place where folks without a lot of resources can get really high-quality medical care. Mm-hmm. The hospital was founded by one of the Alliance missionaries we call our own, had worshipped at ACAC when he was in medical school. Dr. David Thompson founded the hospital 30-some years ago. And while he and his wife, Becky, are no longer at the hospital itself, he left just not too many years ago, I think about 5 or 6 years ago. That team continues the work there and just does an incredible job serving the Lord in that difficult place.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say we have, and of course we have a connection with Dr. Thompson who founded it, but what's our ongoing commitment or relationship with the work there in Bongolo or in Gabon? And is it just the hospital, or are you supporting other work that's going on there?
Well, and not too many years ago, the Alliance actually made a strategic decision. All of our missionaries that had served in that country, the Alliance really introduced the gospel to that country and did so many, many years ago. And but the country is largely evangelized now in terms of churches planted in all of the major population areas, and there's a really vibrant gospel witness in that country, largely due to the work of the Christian and Missionary Alliance there. And so a number of years ago, the Alliance made a strategic decision to move most of their missionary team from Gabon to other places of the world where there wasn't that kind of access to the gospel. And so really the hospital is the main Alliance work, at least in terms of our missionary presence in the country now, along with a guest house that they oversee in the capital city of Libreville, which is where all of the people coming to work at the hospital and serve there all fly in through the capital port city of Libreville. So with the exception of that guest house, our missionary team in Gabon is all focused on the work of the hospital.
Mm-hmm. So now you're not a doctor. So what do you do when you go to Gabon, and what role have you played the three times that you've been there?
Well, in each case, I have served as an encourager for the hospital team there. Gabon is a French-speaking country, and all of our missionary doctors and nurses there, with one exception, are English speakers. English is their heart language. They've all learned French. They all communicate fluently in French. But 1 week a year, they take time away, the missionary team I'm speaking of now, they take time to get away and have a retreat that is really their most anticipated spiritual encouragement and worship time for the whole year. Mm-hmm. And so on each of the occasions that I have been there, I have gone over to encourage them in the word at that retreat, and others on our team are there to provide worship for that time, to care for kids during that time, and so our primary role there, our primary work there, is to be at the retreat, to encourage the missionaries, to counsel missionary couples, to encourage them in the word, to lead them in worship, all in their heart language, English. And it's just an incredible rich time for them, one that they look forward to throughout the whole course of the year.
Yeah. Now, I know it was your and your wife Lynn's desire to do missions together, and I think, has Lynn gone with you on all three trips?
She has been with me on the last two, and
okay.
And I have to say, John, I've just decided we work better as a team on these types of trips, especially where you're encouraging missionaries, and particularly a lot of couples and female missionaries, women. And it's just such a blessing to have Lynn alongside in those conversations, and she is just a relationship
mm-hmm.
magnet. People love mm-hmm. to be around her. I'll tell you a funny story. When we got to we got there this year, two of the doctors who were planning the retreat time. They had divided up everybody into teams to do certain activities while we were away at the retreat, and one of the docs realized, I'm sorry, she wasn't the planner. One of the docs realized she was on Lynn's team, and she immediately saw that. She said, "Oh, great, I get to be on the fun team. Lynn's on my team." I mean, she just brings that kind of presence to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So to talk to us about what you had planned, what was your role? I mean, I know you were leading the retreat. What was your emphasis? What kind of things did you do, and what was the response?
Yeah, we spent the time in the Word in the book of Philippians, and kind of went through that together as a missionary team. We were talking about serving Christ with joy in hard places, and you know, they serve in a difficult place. It's everyday life is difficult for the people
mm-hmm.
there. One of the doctors was telling me that, you know, you can't believe the toll it takes when you're surrounded by people dying all of the time. She said, if I were in the States, just with the equipment and the level of care, but also with the reality that medical care is easily available, and so people access it early when they have a health problem. In Gabon, that's not the case. A lot of times they're coming to the hospital as the last resort, and so many of their patients are on death's door when they arrive. She said, I lose about 3 patients a week. If I were in the United States, I would have 3 patients die in over the course of a year, maybe. I lose 3 a week. She said, you just can't believe the strain that, and the emotional toll that takes to just constantly be surrounded by your patients dying. And so you put that on top of the life situation, the living, the being away from family and friends and just in this isolated, remote area. It's a hard environment. And so so we focus on serving Christ with joy in those kinds of places, which is exactly what Paul was doing as he wrote his letter to the Philippians. And so they received that with great encouragement. We spent a lot of time talking to individuals and to couples. And, you know, one of the things that really blessed me, almost to a person, the missionary team there would recount something like this. Please, when you get back to ACAC, please tell your congregation, tell your church leaders how much we appreciate the ongoing and the consistent support and life and encouragement that your church has brought to us. I really felt, John, that all I needed to do was show up to encourage this team. Mm-hmm. I didn't need to say a word or do a thing. Just being there was such an encouragement to them and was so appreciated by them. They wanted me to communicate that to our church family. So thank you for the opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm. What this is your third time now. This may be a difficult question, but what have these trips done for you, in you? What has it done in your attitude towards missions or towards the people who are on the field or your own ministry or your own emphasis or any changes that it's made for you in your role back here? How would you assess what your commitment to go to Gabon has done for you in ministry?
Well, you'll know this probably much better than I, just because of the ongoing connection you have to so many of the ministries and works that you visit in Kenya, and you've been engaged with them over the years. And you know, as you start developing the relationships with these folks, and not just as a one-time visit, but over the course of now of several visits. You know, these people, these men and women who are serving there are have become dear friends, and so it's changed my prayer life. They're on my heart and mind often. The other day, Lynn told me that, you know, she was having trouble sleeping in the middle of the night. She said, you know, when I do that, I just wake up and I don't know why, but God just puts these missionaries in Gabon on her heart. And she just wakes up in the middle of the night and begins to pray for them. It's revolutionized my prayer life for missions, being engaged with this team. It's motivated my giving and supporting the work over there. It's deepened my appreciation and my thanks for the opportunity to be engaged in God's worldwide work. I mean, it's one thing to be involved and active in the local church, but to realize that God has included me in His plan to bring the gospel to every people group on earth, and He's just given me a small part to play through my engagement with people who have given their lives full time to serve in that capacity. It's given me an active role and an active part to play, and I'm just so appreciative of that reality and that dynamic. So and I think it's made me a much better communicator and motivator for others to serve in missions and to find the place that God has for them. And and so, you know, that in all those ways, this relationship has changed my life.
Yeah, yeah. Blaine, what do you see for the future? I mean, are you going back? Do we do things throughout the year? I know we're considering somebody going over to serve there. What do you see for the future days of this partnership that we have with Bongolo Hospital and with the Nation of Gabon?
Well, one of the exciting parts about the partnership, Dr. Thompson, before he left Bongolo, actually started a surgical residency training program at Bongolo. So they have about a half a dozen surgical residents in a five-year residency program that's accredited and recognized, and they're training residents to become missionary surgeons that go all throughout sub-Saharan Africa. Mm-hmm. And so we see this as a really strategic work, and ACAC has partnered with Bongolo because we see not only the care they provide for the Gabonese people, but also the fact that that place is a training center for missionary doctors and surgeons and nurses, and those people travel throughout all of sub-Saharan Africa. So, so yes, I foresee ACAC being involved over certainly the foreseeable future. I hope the Lord gives me the opportunity to go back there, but I know if I'm not on those teams, others will take my place and will be. And as you mentioned, we're looking actively to find ways that we can help support the work there. One of the men in our church has actually developed a nonprofit that is designed to help raise funds for specific projects that the hospital has, and we're looking for ways to release him in that ministry to do it on a much larger scale, where he could actually be part of helping to resource that work, the hospital work, the training center work, for years into the future. So I think ACAC and our partnership will continue to be a blessing to that team, and we just look forward to the ongoing relationship.
Blaine, it is Missions Month at ACAC, and we've been through our first week. You know, as a pastor, what are you hoping that we can achieve and accomplish this year with this particular Missions Month, or maybe just every year, an ongoing objective that we have? Just speak to why we have October and what it is pastorally that we're hoping the people will catch as we have our programs and ministry and messages and what have you.
Yeah, that's a great question. And every year, we hope during Missions Month to more effectively engage every member, every regular attendee at ACAC. We want to engage them in God's worldwide work, in that work of the Great Commission, taking the gospel to every people group on earth. And so it's our hope in whatever way God would speak to them, whether it's being a more effective prayer, giving to missions, maybe it's going or sending someone else who is going, being a part of a sending team. We want to engage our congregation in that work. Now, this month, one of the emphasis of Missions Month this month is serving Christ in dangerous places. So many of our alliance missionaries are serving in places that literally put their lives and livelihoods at risk just to provide access to the gospel to millions of people who would have very little opportunity if they weren't there to even hear about Jesus Christ and to hear that they could be saved and have a relationship with God, that God loves them. And so God calls people into dangerous places, and we're focusing on that this month. We'll be talking to some people who are doing that very thing, actually commissioning people to serve in dangerous places where there's little access to the gospel, and where missionaries' lives could be literally endangered by their service there.
Yeah. I've often said on the show that Christian and Missionary Alliance Missions is our middle name. And I know this year there was the biannual council that the Christian and Missionary Alliance has. And I think some of the feedback that I heard from people, especially those who were first-timers, was just realizing the scope of what the Alliance does and the importance of what they do. I mean, you mentioned earlier that the Alliance introduced the gospel in the nation of Gabon, and now there are enough churches to carry on the work, and they've moved on to another area. It really is quite impressive, the heritage that we have as a missions organization. Were you also impacted by what you saw at Council this year?
Well, I was, and that story that you just told is really quite a story. And again, what a blessing it is to be a part of a movement like that. I know. I often say this to folks in our congregation. I do believe that for a local church, the best way we as a local church can support that the Great Commission work, that work of taking the gospel to every people group on earth, the best way for us to do that is to support Alliance Missions for the very reasons that you articulated. I mean, the Alliance has the Alliance is actually 10 times larger overseas. We're an American denomination. Mm-hmm. Our work is 10 times larger overseas than it is in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's incredible when you think about it. That work of missions has been so fruitful over the course of years and continues to be just because of the strategic decisions that are made to, again, go into these places where there's little access, plant these pioneering works, and then grow churches in those places where the people in that country can begin to evangelize their own neighbors and their own family and their own friends. It's just been an incredibly successful mission strategy, and we get to be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, as evangelistic as we are, we still have to pay attention to the workers in the field, and that's what you have done by taking the teams over to Bangalore Hospital, ministering to the medical missionaries there and all the people who they work with. So, Blaine, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for your commitment to ACAC. You serve so many capacities. We couldn't do what we do, wouldn't be where we are without you. Thank you for your commitment and sacrifice to Gabon and to the work that is going on there at Bangalore Hospital. And we'll have you on again. I want to talk in the near future about where we are at the end of the year as we approach year-end giving and the REACH campaign and the building campaign for the start of the year. But we'll let you go for now, and we'll do this again soon.
Thanks, John. Look forward to it and appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about missions in Gabon. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks, Blaine. God bless you. Well, there you have Pastor Blaine Workman. We've had Stephanie, we've had Christy Wilson on, we've had Doug Sprague on before he left. He's the one that we are talking about engaging over in Gabon. And thank you for your support of the work that we are doing at ACAC that enables and empowers us to do the kind of work that we just heard Pastor Blaine talking about doing. Well, that's it for now. I'm probably going to be off for a couple weeks till I get back from Nigeria, so I'm going to sign off for a little longer than I have been over the last couple of weeks. I've been trying to do 3 shows a week, at least 2. But at any rate, we'll be back soon. I'll give you a little report on my time away, but we'll have more interesting guests to talk about the ministry beat that's going on at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. Till we're together again, this is John Stanko signing off. So long for now. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net. JOHN.STANKO. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.